conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. After an intense two-day search, a missing 9-year-old girl who disappeared during a family camping trip in upstate New York was found safe.
We learned from New York State Police 9-year-old Charlotte Senna was found alive and in good condition tonight. Multiple agencies involved in this search, more than 400 people combing this area. But tonight she has been found alive and police say she is in good health. And also a suspect is in custody.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. Representative Matt Gaetz offering his motion to vacate the speaker's chair, setting up a showdown with Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
There are bigger questions here about the timing of all of this, because you certainly have Republicans who are frustrated with McCarthy, but they do not believe now is the time and the place to be doing this. Remember, this is a short-term deal to keep the government funded. We will be revisiting this fight in about 45 days, right before Thanksgiving, and I've talked to a lot of Republicans here on Capitol Hill who say the focus needs to be on that.
ABC's Rachel Scott. This is ABC News. The TSA says it's on track to break a record for intercepted firearms. The agency saying it intercepts about 20 unauthorized guns each day, putting it on track to break last year's record of preventing 6,542 firearms from getting on board. So far this year, TSA has found more than 5,000 firearms at airport security checkpoints. A big boost for NBC's Sunday Night Football ratings, perhaps thanks to a pop star. ABC's Jason Nathanson has the numbers.
The Jets welcomed the Kansas City Chiefs to New York, along with Taylor Swift and celebrity friends, who were on site Sunday night to watch her rumored boyfriend, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, squeak out a win, and NBC, which leaned heavily into the Swift of it all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Eras Tour continues. Taylor Swift is in the building.
NBC got its own win, saying an average of 27 million people watched the broadcast across NBC, Peacock, and various other platforms. The most watched Sunday game of the season so far, and the biggest streaming audience ever for a regular season game on NBC.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knodel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning, and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Yes, filling in for the new mom, she is officially a new mom, Frances Louise Rye-Sampson, joined us on Thursday afternoon about 1:30. So we finally saw some pictures on Friday, and I saw a couple more pictures over the weekend. She looks adorable and teeny, and everyone is doing well. So that's all good news. We are going to be joined by the one and only journeyman talker, Todd Alba, in just a little bit, who has his own program, of course, the Todd Alba Show, across the Civic Media Network, weekdays from 1 to 3 p.m. So we're working on some connection issues right now. He will be joining us in just a little bit. Coming up next hour, something I would like you to think of ahead of time. There is an article about the Milwaukee Brewers and their potential to win the World Series this year. And the author of an article in USA Today had some interesting takes on Wisconsin and what life is like in Wisconsin. And so we're going to talk about Wisconsin misconceptions and what people get wrong when they think about Wisconsin. To start off with, though, deal or no deal, yep, they actually did make a deal over the weekend. The government did not shut down, thankfully, at the very last minute. A deal was reached, but it's only temporary, so they're going to have to come back to this in another 45 days, and we will be back in the same place that we were, Greg Bach.
Yay. I think I have something for that. Good job, Congress.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, way to C-minus your way right out of this class.
So what did they get out of all of this? Well, there's a great article in the Daily Beast by David Rothkopf, and he says, had the great Maya Angelou been alive to witness Saturday's climax of the omnishambolic dog's breakfast of a misbegotten legislative process that happened in the U.S.
Wow.
Representatives, surely she would have said, quote, when a political party tells you over and over again that they have no higher priority than serving Vladimir Putin, believe them.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
At the critical moment in which they had one last chance to avert a government shutdown, Republicans in the House abandoned all of their legislative priorities but one. The one they chose to ditch was vital U.S. aid to Ukraine. In doing so, they sent the world an unmistakable signal once again that the first and guiding loyalty of Donald Trump's GOP is, as it has always been, the loyalty is to the Kremlin. 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Who wins in this deal? Does anybody win in this deal? 844-967-2789. Still waiting for Todd Alba to join us. That should be happening any moment now.
I can see him. It looks like a really scenic place where he is broadcasting from. We're just having some connection issues. We will get that resolved in just a little bit. Greg, he is...
One, two.
There we go.
I'm testing.
We can
there
hear
we go,
you.
Todd. Working.
We can hear you.
Oh, my God. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Todd Alba. Where are you?
I'm on my balcony. It's a lovely day, man. So I thought, well, I'll just come out here and sit in the balcony and, you know, have coffee with two wonderful people, with Jane and Greg. But, you know, technology hates me. That's what it is.
Is your Wi-Fi not reaching quite that far?
I literally have the Civic Media Wi-Fi hotspot right here, 6 inches, you know, from my computer. And it says full bars, 5G. And yet it doesn't work.
Well, we got you now. And we're happy. We'll take you right
exactly.
Now.
Lovely to be here. Lovely to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us.
What's new? We're happy to be here. Happy to be here.
We were kicking around the lack of a government shutdown on Saturday and this pretty hot piece in the Daily Beast explaining that pretty much Vladimir Putin is the big winner now that they didn't reach a deal. And the only thing that they took out was aid for Ukraine.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's undisputable that the big winner over the weekend was Vladimir Putin and Russia. And I think it's sad and pathetic that Republicans, demanded this. And, you know, the ironic thing was Derek Van Orten, the Republican congressman from Western Wisconsin, the 3rd District, put out a video over the weekend in which he blamed Democrats for, quote unquote, slow walking this bill and holding up border security and holding up defense spending. I mean, completely contrary. The final vote in the House had 91 members voting no, 90 of whom belonged to the Republican Party, one of whom belonged to the Democratic Party, and that vote was strictly over a protest over the fact that he's part of the Ukrainian caucus and there was no money to Ukraine. So, I mean, this is where Republicans are at, particularly Derek Van Orten in this state, blaming blatant lies on who was holding things up.
Well, and even Kevin McCarthy tried that yesterday. I don't think it was on Meet the Press. I think it was on MSNBC. And the interviewer burst out laughing when he said that. He said, you know, this is the Democrats' fault that we almost came to a shutdown. And she just said, the Democrats voted with you to pass this measure.
I mean, in fact, you're absolutely right, Jane. The truth is, had it not been for Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House, and a majority of the Democratic caucus, government would be shut down right now because Republicans could not get it done on their own. Matt Gaetz is now calling for a vote to remove Kevin McCarthy this week as Speaker of the House simply because he worked with Democrats. Now, let's not give McCarthy too much credit here. He's no hero. But the fact is, it took Democrats to keep government running.
Yeah, for sure. Again, this claim that there are certainly issues at the border, that's not under dispute, I don't think. But no. Claiming that we have an open border policy and absolutely nothing is being done is completely disingenuous and a lie. And then to blame the Democrats for being the one to withhold funding, because if the government shut down border security, those people would not get paid, correct?
Correct. And that's what Mitch McConnell himself, you know, certainly no liberal progressive Mitch McConnell. He was making this point on the Senate floor, I believe, on Friday, that a vote against the continuing resolution to keep government funded was a vote for open borders because you're basically defunding border security. That's from Mitch McConnell.
Of all people.
All right. That's not from a Democrat. That's from Mitch McConnell. I'll give Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans a couple of props at least. I mean, they put together 77 votes in the Senate over the weekend, a bipartisan group. I mean, when did the Senate vote 77 to whatever on anything? At least there was a sense that, look, we can't have military families going unpaid. We can't have TSA families going unpaid. We can't have people that are on government programs not having their funding, kids going hungry. I mean, there is at least that. That's the bottom line we're at right now in Washington, D.C. Well, I guess people should eat.
That's so magnanimous of them. Well, and you know who they did want to get paid, though, is themselves.
And this is according to MTN, Brett Michalis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Republicans put forward their last-ditch effort to avert a government shutdown Saturday, calling a vote on a bill just minutes after sharing it with House Democrats. Democrats did their best to prolong time so they could actually read about the bill. Rather than making a serious effort to write a bill that has a chance of passing in the Senate, Republicans threw their wish list items into the measure. One of the things House Republicans made sure to include was a pay raise, not for hardworking Americans at risk by their own actions, but for themselves.
Imagine that.
Imagine that at the last minute they would try and sneak in a pay raise for members of Congress.
Who's shocked?
I guess no one should be shocked. I wish I could work up some shock. It's almost expected, right?
You're just incapable of shock.
What is shocking anymore?
That sounds like a Jane Fonda workout. You're working up the shock.
Working up the shock waves. I think we just become so used to these sneaky actions, and they're only acting in their own self-interests. I guess it's just, yep, this is how we do business.
Well, of course, they were already going to get paid regardless of whether the government, was open or not. They've carved out that little niche for themselves. So military families would go unpaid. Members of Congress would still continue to get paid. We had a cut from, I forget the guy's name, a congressman, Republican from New York. And a reporter asked him and said, are you aware, you're aware, obviously, that you get paid. And he had the audacity to look at the camera and say, I'm not sure how that works. And so she went through it. She went through it and told him how it worked and directly said, are you going to take your pay? Well, yes, I will. But I don't think people have, I think the quote was, I don't think people, Americans, have a lot of empathy for people who are going to be furloughed, who are going to be. So basically, I mean, he's saying Americans, in his opinion, that Americans didn't have empathy for military families going unpaid. But he was just fine taking his paycheck of whatever it is, $250,000.
That, it's just mind-boggling. It is. And
it is.
That an elected representative can come and show their complete ignorance on something that they're voting on in their own self-interest, and they have to have it explained to them. Isn't that just a sign of how little you need to know about this job?
I think also they bet on the fact that the people who vote for them don't get so nuanced and so into the information that all they have to say is the Democrats did it. And they're like, that sounds good to me. And then they just turn it off. And then they don't have to deal with any of the repercussions of these representatives being idiots.
Well, and remember, guys, for those who across Wisconsin, particularly up in the North Woods, up in Tom Tiffany's district, or down in the southeast Wisconsin or south central east Wisconsin, Scotty Fitzgerald, those two yahoos voted no on the final resolution.
If you want to find their phone numbers and you're one of their constituents, just go to myvote.wi.gov. That will tell you who all your representatives are and how you can contact them. Because as we've talked to Todd, it does make a difference if it's done in the right way. We will keep this going on the other side of the break. Please stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Put it in the ground where the flowers grow. Gold and silver shine.
Shiny, happy people.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
like
do
one,
I.
That's
the one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies overnight with a low of 62. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, 85. Lows level off around 68. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Turning cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 62 overnight. We should top out around 85 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Is the Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andrew. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. I was noticing over the weekend, we know that every time there has been a threat of a government shutdown, it's been the Republicans. But it was always like Republicans versus Bill Clinton, Republicans versus Barack Obama. This time it was Republicans versus themselves. And without the votes from the Democrats, this thing might not have been averted, which makes me believe that the Democrats may be in the catbird seat right now. Not like we can get Hakeem Jeffries as the Speaker of the House, but certainly the Democrats can get some moderate Republican or even the current Speaker of the House to go along with what needs to be done. Show them who the adults are in the room and ignore the votes they know they can't get on the Republican side. Wait, Neil, what you say, Matt?
Yeah, Andrew, that's a very good insight. Let me... And you've anticipated our next segment, so I'm going to get right into it right now. And that is that Matt Gaetz has now said, or he's threatened, I think he's a full of hot air, but he's threatened that he is going to bring a motion, a resolution to vacate the chair, which means that it would throw McCarthy out, and it would require 218 votes. I don't think, first of all, I can almost say I don't think that it's going to succeed. But secondly, there's a little part of me in the back of my head thinks he may not even bring it, even though he keeps shooting his mouth off about it. And why do I say that? It takes 218 votes. They got, 126 votes for this bipartisan deal among the Republicans. But there's a lot more of that. We're not just going to stand by and throw their speaker out. If the speaker gets thrown out, there's nobody else on the Republican side who could get 218 votes. Nobody. And Matt Gaetz isn't getting 218 votes. Stephen Scalise is not getting 218 votes. And there's not enough votes to make Hakeem Jeffries the speaker. It is possible to look at it this way, and I don't want to give McCarthy too much credit, but he has five or six actually bat feathers crazy Republicans. You know, this Gosar and Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and some of the, you know, Mo Brooks and all these guys. It may be, and it took 15 ballots to make him speaker, it may be that he sucked along with them for the last month, pretending, not really pretending, trying to get their stuff in when he couldn't get it. There's little doubt in my mind that he had a talk with somebody in the Democratic Party. There's little doubt in my mind. I don't know if it's Joe Biden. I don't know if it's Hakeem Jeffries. I don't know if it's some old buddy of his who's a Democrat and they passed the message on. But you don't go to where we were in the show on Friday and Saturday morning. Suddenly there's a deal that attracts 209 Democratic votes. I mean, that was in the making somehow. And there's also little doubt in my mind that the Democrats, no matter what they say, you know, AOC said, well, you know, I'll never vote for McCarthy. When she was interviewed just a few hours ago, she lessened her tune a little bit. Her mood was, well, we'll see. Now, here's what I think happens. A, Gates doesn't have the votes. He knows it. And if he tries to throw McCarthy out and he loses, he has a huge black eye. So I don't think he's going to do it. But if he does do it, there will be a motion to table. A motion to table his motion. And if there's a motion to table, that only takes 218 votes. And I think that may be what they're looking at, is that a number of Democrats would say, you know, I don't want McCarthy, but I don't want this idiot Gates winning anything. So I don't want any motion of his. We table it. And it'll take, you know, and I think something like 200 Republicans would vote for that too. So that's not going to go anywhere. But even if I'm wrong, even if there is not a motion to table, or if there is and it's not successful, it goes forward. And how many Republicans do you think will oppose it? Well, there are 222 Republican votes, and 126 voted for this deal. 90 did not. But of those 90, there aren't very many of them are going to want to throw the speaker out. Who are they going to put in? Gates? They're not going to do that. Scalise, he says he doesn't want it because he knows he couldn't get it. So I have a feeling that something like 200 or 205 or even 210 Republicans will vote against Gates. That means 8 Democrats would be needed, if it's 210, 8 more, 218, would be needed to overcome it. A lot of Democrats will say, hey, look, I don't want McCarthy, but I really don't want Gates to win, number one. Number two, if I'm Hakeem Jeffries or I'm Joe Biden or any of these guys had negotiated this in advance with McCarthy, I'm going to say, look, Jack, you cut this anti-Ukraine stuff out. Do you hear me? Knock it off. Because if you don't knock that off, you ain't going to stay as speaker. You ain't going to stay as speaker. We'll bring the motion to vacate. The minority party can bring a motion to vacate. And then all it takes is 5 weirdos like Gates. I have a feeling that when November 17 comes, November 17 is the extended period of this continuing resolution. That's it. Only, 45 or so days. So when that comes, it's not just going to be Ukraine aid. It's going to be 11 of the 12 funding bills that the House couldn't get going on because Gates and the rest opposed it. I think that there will be a coalition like this one, and they'll pass, and there will be Ukraine aid pass, and that's already been discussed. And the final thing I'll say is this. The Speaker of the House is supposed to be the Speaker of all the House. Unlike the Senate, where you have the majority leader and the minority leader, the Speaker is the Speaker. He doesn't vote. The Speaker doesn't vote. He is supposed to work on a bipartisan basis. And I think McCarthy has teed it up nicely, and I think there's going to be Ukraine aid, and I think that there is going to be a budget and a resolution on November 17th. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A Texas congressman says a group of men carjacked him at gunpoint in Washington, D.C.
Democratic Texas Representative Henry Cuellar telling police that a group of men held guns to his head and took his car and phone near his Washington, D.C. Navy Yard residence, just blocks from the U.S. Capitol. Unlike congressional leaders, leadership, Cuellar does not have full-time security. D.C. police say there were 750 carjackings reported this year. Nearly 75% involved guns.
ABC's Andy Field. The 9-year-old girl who disappeared during a family camping trip in upstate New York found safe. Governor Kathy Hochul saying a fingerprint found on a ransom note that was left in a mailbox led authorities to the 47-year-old suspect.
After some resistance, the suspect was taken into custody, and immediately the little girl was found in a cabinet, cupboard.
The little girl is said to have appeared physically unharmed when they found her. This is ABC News.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in his face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you. And what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well. And I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Welcome back to Matchland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind, eh, Mark?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was doing a little background check in here. It looks like Matt Gaetz, I mean, he's pushing. But at the same time he's doing that, it looks like there's members of his own caucus that are seeking to expel him for ethics problems that he may have, you know, banging around in his closet. But, I mean, you have to go after these guys. I mean, it's not only Matt Gaetz, but it's the Wisconsin fake electors. I mean, that if you do not go after these people, like, you know, Scott Fitzgerald and his fellow fake electors, it just emboldens them. I mean, then they get away with it, and they think they get away with more. I mean, Matt Gaetz would escape, you know, as I put it before, escaped the noose a couple years ago when they decided not to charge him with trafficking a 17-year-old. I mean, and I can't figure that one out because she testified, yes, he did, and he just said, well, no, I didn't. But, I mean, the guy is, there's repeated people saying that this guy's a creep.
Right.
That he's just a creeper, and that and yet he's just his mega followers, his mega allies just, you know, continue to go on with this stuff, and it just is
right.
It's just unbelievable.
Mark,
I mean,
yeah, you hit the nail on the head, because I do not think he's going to file it. Now, he could turn around and do it an hour from now, and okay, but the thing is, he's become more equivocal. He was shooting his mouth off big time over the weekend, and lately he was saying, well, we'll have to see. If he doesn't have, if he has got to think two things. One is, every Democrat will vote to vacate and throw McCarthy out. And then number two, he only has to get five votes and he has to identify who they are. Well, I think he realizes now, hey, wait a minute. I'm attacking McCarthy for working with Democrats, and I would need major Democratic support to do what I want to do. So in his most recent interviews today, he was much more equivocal. Well, you know, it'll happen, but he shut his mouth up. Number two, this guy has one of the worst reputations in the Congress, even on the Republican side. Now, they have Santos, Gosar, they have Marjorie Taylor Greene, they have Lauren Boebert. I mean, they have some real doozies. But this guy is right at the bottom. He really is. So if this were somebody like a Steve Scalise or somebody who is well-regarded, I'd start thinking, well, you know, we got to watch about this. But when you have a guy who's the dregs of the party, the dregs of the party comes crawling out of the sewer, I mean, the only dumber one would be Marjorie Taylor Greene, who put the naked pictures of Hunter Biden in front of the committee and is absolutely out of her mind. But this guy's out of his mind, too. He's absolutely out of his mind. And no, they're not going to do it. And it's not going to work, because 200 Republicans, at least 200 Republicans, in my view, of the 222 are going to say, no, we're not going to throw our speaker out. Not when 126 of our compatriots in the Republican caucus voted for this thing. That's over 50% of the Republican caucus. There's a thing called the Hastert rule. I don't know if anybody remembers that. He was a speaker at one time, and he got in there because they used to attack Boehner, who was speaker, and Ryan, who was speaker, because they would rule by consensus. In other words, you'd have to have a critical mass of Republicans, critical mass of Democrats, and then they'd put a bill out for vote. The Hastert rule, you may recall, was the Republicans wanted no Republican speaker will put anything out to vote unless more than half of the caucus is for it. Well, here, more than half of the caucus is for what McCarthy did. There's no way. And if he manages to harvest a few other malcontents like himself, and I think at most he'd file two or three, I think it's already been decided that two or three Democrats will bail him out. And they may do it. They may do it on a motion to table. That's the easiest way to do it. And then they can go back to their district and say, I didn't vote for McCarthy. I just voted to table that Gates's motion. He should be in jail. I mean, that's really what's going to happen. But thanks a lot for calling, Mark. That was a very good comment. Well, if you had the misfortune of turning on, let's see, we have one more comment on the pending matter. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, thanks for calling. Jack, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, these bloody Republicans are the biggest time wasters of the people's time of any political party I've ever heard of any place in the world. All they do when they have even the least little bit of power is they vote to damage the governor as much as possible and then blame the Democrats. This is crazy. Gates, he's not going to obviously be speaker. Even talking about this, wasting their time by doing that, it's just crazy. When are people going to realize the Republican Party as it exists today does nothing for America, Americans, and in fact, some of their votes damage the stability in the world, whether it's against climate change legislation or whether it's against funding Ukraine to help in their war effort. This has got to stop. These guys are nuts. End of my rant for the day.
Well, no, those are good comments. That wasn't a rant. And let me, but you know, there's a very core truth in what you said is, in doing this, and a guy like Gates shooting his mouth off and having 15 ballots to get a speaker and, you know, cutting Ukraine aid out here, even though I'm certain that it's already going to be put in by November 17, they send a bad signal to Putin. They send a bad signal to Xi and Kim Jong-un and the Iranians. They send a signal that we're divided, and we're really not. Yeah, people talk about polls. The vast majority of this country knows that the Russian invasion of Ukraine is a genocide. It's a genocide. It is sadistic. It is like the Nazi invasion of the Warsaw Ghetto. That was worse, in my view, simply because Adolf Hitler was, in my view, the most evil man who ever existed. And that was part of a Holocaust that claimed 6 million victims among Jewish people and many others among Slavic people and others. But it's the same kind of thing. You go in to a much weaker looking neighbor and you rape and murder them. That is what is going on. And so we know that. Biden knows that. Everybody knows that here, but not everybody knows that in the Middle East, in Europe, in Asia, in Africa. So the Republicans, by doing this, by doing exactly what Jack said, wasting time talking about it, what they end up doing is weakening us around the world, to say nothing of Tommy Tuberville, Rand Paul, J.D. Vance holding up promotions, holding up ambassadors, holding up U.S. attorneys, which we will also get to. So, Jack, thanks for the call. If you had the misfortune of turning television on this morning, you saw Donald Trump at the first day of Letitia James's fraud trial, civil trial in New York. And Trump is starting to lose his cool. You know, normally he will blithely call for violence, he'll lie and all that, but it's with kind of this, you know, ah shucks, avuncular kind of look. He was angry. And he gave the judge said that you couldn't photograph and audio the actual proceedings, but what you could do in terms of that, what you could do was to do it just beforehand and then when they do these stand-ups in the hallway. And Donald Trump bashed the judge, this judge. He said he's a Democratic operative, he's a disgrace, his mind is made up. That's what he said. It was ridiculous. And one of his lawyers, Elena Haba, got up and said something similar in the courtroom, which in Milwaukee County, if you had said that to a judge, you would be held in contempt. Going to the lines, Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Thank you. I can't thank you enough, Matt. Your analysis in the last half hour of what was happening with McCarthy and getting through this bill, and particularly when you describe the way in which, as you said, McCarthy teed it up nicely by meeting with Dems in the Senate and figuring out what his game plan was going to be in order to make this go forward. I just can't thank you enough. And one of the things that was very helpful about this is that you reiterated, I should have known this, but you said, unlike the Senate, the Speaker of the House is supposed to represent the whole House. He's supposed to negotiate to make things happen. Instead, you have this, you know, we're dwindling into these the hard set. I'm a Republican. I can never cross the aisle. Blah blah blah. It's insane, and it does not help government. As your previous caller had mentioned, we're just being stymied by this. And I really appreciated the detail that you provided in this segment. It was extremely helpful to understand that his role. There's not a majority speaker and a minority speaker. There is only one speaker, and he doesn't vote, which is just really, you know, very helpful details. I wanted to add on to that and return to one might call it a hobby horse of mine, which is this galloping open meetings situation that has to do with dear Mr. Voss, who wanted to have a group meeting with him for him and ordered them to meet. And now, apparently on Friday, Judge Prosser, who is the only person who has been recognized as this three-person panel that's supposed to be meeting on Voss's ideas to deliver to Voss ideas about how to impeach Janet Protasiewicz, now says, well, we weren't doing the government's business when he said he was meeting before the judge here in Madison. We weren't doing government business. This wasn't subject to open meetings law. This was simply we got together and met for lunch. We didn't really know what we were supposed to do. And we met for lunch. Now, Matt, you know, it's ludicrous to the nth degree. Only one person has been identified. The other two have remained silent. We don't know who they are. And this activity was ordered by the speaker, the Republican speaker of our assembly. He ordered these people to meet, these public officials to meet to conduct public business. What is with this dance, do you think, of backing away, like, you know, that he just touched an electric pole? What do you suppose is behind all that? I appreciate your insights into this matter. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Sure. No, thank you. And it's a very important issue, because it doesn't matter where they met at lunch. It doesn't matter if they met in the parking lot. It doesn't matter if they met by phone. Very frequently, there are lunch business meetings, but they're subject to the open records. I think a couple of things happened here, and I have a deep suspicion of who at least one of the other judges is. But remember something. You had I wouldn't even say Democratic, but, you know, Jeanine Gieske and Lou Butler came out and criticized the whole idea of impeaching Janet Protasiewicz and their former Supreme Court justices. Voss said it wasn't Gableman. I'm assuming he's telling the truth. Maybe he is or maybe he isn't, but let's assume it was not Gableman. So it's Prosser. And Prosser was the one who, remember, was accused of putting his hands around the throat of a fellow justice, Ann Walsh Bradley. So other Supreme Court justices whom I've known in the past who were Republicans are deceased. So I think one of them has got to be Pat Rogensack. When she was asked, she declined to comment. And I have no idea who the third one is. But I think that what happened initially is Voss said to himself, I'm going to make it look fancy. I'm going to make it look on the up and up. I'm going to talk to some Supreme Court justices. This guy is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I mean, what do you think the first question from a journalist is going to be? Who are they? He panics and he goes, well, I'm not going to tell you. Well, then they get to Prosser and somehow he spills the beans on himself. But you can't say we met at lunch and we didn't meet at dinner, so therefore there's no open records. You don't have to eat at this meeting. It doesn't have to be lunch. It can be coffee. It can be standing up in the hallway. If you have a committee that stands in the hallway and talks, they're trying to make it sound as if this is innocuous, blah, blah, blah. He just wants a second opinion. Fine. But tell us who they are. Tell us who they are. That is the law in Wisconsin. You can't just blow it off. Now, some group could sue under the open records. They'd win. Here's the problem. Voss's attorney's fees would be paid by you and me. The fine for Voss would be paid by you and me. This is what's happened in the past. And this would take time and detract from what we're trying to do with Janet. So excellent call, Joe. As always, thanks very much for going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies, overnight wind lows around 62. South winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 85. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies and quiet. Lows dip down to about 68. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Turning cooler Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Once again, 62 overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hours on Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw,
540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. No, lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to lines. I see you. I will take you in order. Let's start with Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's in your mind today?
Thank you. Great show as usual. I hope you know that. Anyway, I just wanted to bring up something really quickly. And I was just so astounded and really pleased to see it. And I've been watching a little bit of the hearings as much as I can tolerate of this supposedly impeachment business. And I was so proud of AOC, because they had three witnesses, you know, that the Republicans got up there and one that the Democrats did, you know, for an impeaching Joe Biden. And she came out with it, and she was talking about, you know, any serious investigation, you have, you know, witnesses, you know, that have material information of crimes committed. And she asked each one of them, you know, do you have any firsthand witness accounts of any crimes committed by the President of the United States? Each one of them said no. And I thought, whoa. Right. If anybody gets a chance to see that, I mean, I couldn't believe it, Matt. If they would have did this a long time ago, probably would have, you know, had to get them off the floor. That was just amazing. So those witnesses themselves that the Republicans had there said right. No evidence. Anyway, no. Thank you very much, and you have a good day.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, those are excellent questions by AOC. And all of them, even Turley, the law professor, who's a darling of the right, said, no, there's not evidence to suggest that. So you know what's the result has been? That was this guy from Kentucky, Comey. They have decided to strip him of the impeachment task and turn it over to Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. And he's like a little attack bull. He's also a questionable guy, in my opinion. He's the guy that had knowledge of sexual abuse of wrestlers at the college where he was an assistant wrestling coach. He didn't do it himself. But he didn't inform anybody or do the right thing. And then he was, according to one of the press accounts, called one of the other wrestler's brothers and was almost crying on the phone saying, please don't, you know, turn me in. I'm running for Congress. So, you know, they have these weirdos. They have Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. They have, who else do they, you know, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, George Santos. You know, I think ultimately people in this country are going to see through this. I really do. We're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, hey, Wisco Paul?
Well, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I was happy to see some bipartisan work this weekend. Although not perfect, it still was nice to see, and even Johnson voted for it, and along with 6CD Groban, so that was nice to see. On the other side of the coin here, Voss is out of control. And he better get his act together here, because people are not going to stand for the impeachment of Judge Janet. And it's hypocritical for him to even suggest it. So my advice to Voss, drop it, because everybody knows it's all about power. You don't want to lose the maps you have, which are rigged. which isn't democracy. So thank you, Matt, and you have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. No, I'm with you 100%. And there seemed to me, and these are not based on any reports, but just observation, that he's drawing back from it a little bit for a couple of reasons. One is various groups have put on a very substantial TV by opposing it. And they're very, very good ads. I don't know if you've seen them wherever you get your television, but they point out that they're trying to overturn the election. And remember, they tried to overturn it with January 6th. They tried to overturn it with the Green Bay sweep. They're trying to overturn it. And remember the three stool legs of the Republican effort on this is violence, chaos, and fraud. And impeaching Judge Janet is chaos and fraud, because the statute is quite clear that it takes either a crime on her part or corruption while in office on her part. She's never committed a crime, and she's never committed any corruption in or out of office. She's only been in office since the beginning of August. She's been in 2 months. She hasn't done any acts at all, good, bad, or indifferent. So if they just try to wave and use the talismanic word impeachment and kind of wave their pinkies and go, okay, now you're off the court. No, no. LeMahieu can't be trusted. He would sit there for 2 years like he did with Fred Pren, remember? With the successor to Fred Pren. And LeMahieu act, the Republicans talked to Pren. They coached Pren. The fix is in. The fix is in. So with Judge Janet, there was a lawsuit filed that the Supreme Court would not take up in an original jurisdiction, asking for a declaratory judgment and injunction, which is something I'd advocated on this show, saying that they can't impeach Judge Janet. But I did not read the decision in which they wouldn't take it. Usually that's very pro forma. It's a couple of sentences, so it's not really a decision. But it does not surprise me that until there is an impeachment effort, they view it as not ripe for adjudication, which is a requirement. And also original jurisdiction in the Supreme Court, they didn't say that they would never take it, and they didn't say they wouldn't take it in the Supreme Court. They essentially said it's premature, and I agree with that. But what's going to happen? The minute they go and they try to do that on the floor, then that lawsuit and a lawsuit like it should go right to the Supreme Court, and Judge Janet should not recuse herself. Judge Janet should not recuse herself. She should definitely not recuse herself, and should hold that that is an unconstitutional impeachment. Okay, we're going back to the lines. Lee, it says Lee of Wisconsin. Thanks for calling, Lee. What's in your mind today? You have about a minute.
Well, yes, I know it's toward the end of the show, and I've heard your program on and off, but I want to compliment you on many of the good topics you've reviewed, and I think we're heading the right direction. I'd like to see Hakeem Jeffries become the next Speaker of the House once the Republicans are done wrangling with themselves, and they'll never get anywhere. That would be a definite plus. And Voss, I think he needs to be fixed. And I was very happy to see Trump blow it on stage. So anyways, thank you so much for all that you do. You're a good man. Thank you.
Lee, thank you very much. And, you know, when I'm constrained here, like I have 30 seconds. That's not on me. That's on the advertisers. So I can't thank you enough. Lee, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, direct back, same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crew, Devil's Advocate, signing off for today.
I will stand my ground, and I won't.
Time out.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the ABC Civic Media.